The Christian life is one that is marked by suffering, as Jesus himself taught that to follow him means to take up our cross. Rita experienced great suffering, but she knew that she did not suffer alone. By remaining united to her Lord, she could patiently bear the crosses that came to her in life. When Rita could not get through to her sons to dissuade them from their plan of revenge after their father's death, she turned to the Lord, recognizing that he desired only their good, and placed the boys into his hands, trusting that he would keep them from committing this heinous act. The Lord did answer Rita's prayer, but not in any way that she could have imagined. Less than a year after her husband's death, another tragedy struck. A deadly illness reached their small town and claimed the lives of both of her sons. And so Rita experienced sorrow upon sorrow. At the young age of 32, she had suffered the loss of the three people closest to her. She also suffered the sudden and radical change of having a secure home life surrounded by her family to being alone in the world. She did not despair, however, but patiently and calmly clinged to the one who had suffered so much for her and trusted that her suffering would not be in vain. Rita's suffering did not conclude with the death of her sons. Upon embracing a quiet life of prayer, she began to feel drawn to the life of the nun she had gotten to know as a young girl. She sought entrance to the convent, but was refused not once, but three times, due to the nun's fear that the still active feud between the Mancinis and the family of her husband's killer would threaten the peace and stability of their convent life. Rita again patiently endured this suffering, confident that God would use it to bring about a greater good. The key to suffering, which Rita understood perfectly, is union with Christ. By virtue of our baptism, we can share in every aspect of Christ's messianic mission. When faced with suffering, we have a choice: to turn inward and focus on our pain, or to allow our suffering to be redemptive. When we offer up our sufferings, we not only share in the physical and moral anguish of Jesus, but we also share in the way that he loves. Out of love for us, he endured the cross. When we offer our suffering for those we love, we share in the sacrificial love of Christ and better grasp the love with which he loves us. Fulton Sheen once said that the cure for the fear of dying is to practice. The person who fears death the most seems to be the one who only dies once. The person who dies daily to themselves can say they have nothing to fear. The same could be said of suffering. If we practice accepting the daily disappointments and inconveniences of life, as Saint Rita did, we will be better prepared to accept the greater hardships. When those trials come, we can unite our sufferings to those of Christ and begin to love as he loves, a love that brings redemption to the world. Saint Rita, patient in suffering, and patroness of those in need, pray for us.